live on location. It's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, all live on location, as Terry Barr said, here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls at the State Fairgrounds here. It is a beautiful day. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. It is the 10th of July, Mr. Zommers. It is
Pump Day!
That's exactly what it is. Mr. Zommer is back at the World Headquarters in Madison, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square. What's it like back there, Mr. Zommer? How's the weather back home down there?
It's a nice sunny day. It's not too hot, which I know for me is very appreciated.
Perfect for you, right? That's awesome. That's great. We'll get back to you, Mr. Just a second, Mr. Zommers. But joining us here at the table, we have our very own Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio from 6 until 8 every morning here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Also, Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. And in just a minute, we're going to have Rusty here from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. This guy is a gem. But before we bring him on, I just want to finish up. Cam has been waiting in a long time, and I want to make sure I get to his phone call, and we're going to just do a minute more of politics before we bring Rusty on. Cam, I know you've been holding on. We appreciate it. We're going to get into a discussion here in a little while about the vice president, but 855-752-4842. Cam, what did you want to ask Trigby and Pat here?
Sorry, it was more of a prediction.
Hello, Cam.
Of who,
go ahead, Cam.
Was going to be.
Oh, sure. What's your prediction, Kim?
I was seeing that TrumpandNome.com exists currently, and it is it was registered in Texas or through a Texas business on the 16th of January of this year, and the site is now up showing that it's under construction. So my money's on that. That has been harsh,
I think. Very interesting. Very interesting, so, Cam. Thank you for that heads up. We're going to get Trigby and Pat's take on that in just a minute. But I want to take a break from politics just for a minute, because we have an absolute, as Kreitlow said this morning on his show, Up North News Radio, a legend. Pat, introduce our guest.
Rusty Volk here has been associated with the Northern Wisconsin State Fair since 1848, the year Wisconsin became a state.
He is,
and he will continue to haunt these fairgrounds long after he and I have left this mortal coil. He is just one with the fairgrounds, and he makes this place such a delight, but more importantly, a well-organized delight. Rusty, nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Rusty, can we have
you've never given me so many compliments before. Thank you.
Well, hey, Rusty, that's because he probably interviewed you on WEAU in 1848.
That's right. I get it. So just because I'm the elder of the group, can I say?
Not by much.
There you go. Hey, glad to be here.
Oh, Rusty, thank you so much for making the time. I heard you talking this morning on Pat's show in that interview. I grew up in Richland County in southwest Wisconsin. Yeah. The fair has always been such an integral part of life in these rural communities. Yeah. And, you know, my grandparents were dairy farmers. Yeah. Talk to folks a little bit about what this event at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair means to all the young people, the youth of the Chippewa Valley area, to bring their animals here.
You know, it's not just the youth that are raising their animals, that are showing their animals, bringing it, but it's all youth.
Yeah.
It's truly all youth that are growing up these days, that they understand where their food sources are coming from.
Yeah.
Truly it is. We have to continue to educate people. A lot of people, they don't even know where it's coming from. Even adults don't have a clue. And you can learn something all the time by the youth that are growing up in the farm. And if you don't grow up from the farm, then you better get to a fair to see some animals,
right,
to touch some animals and give that, what I call that authentic first experience, mm-hmm, for that group, the whole next generation. And a lot of parents don't know either.
Yeah.
So that's the key. That's the key. So you got to get to the fair, Northern Wisconsin, Barron, all the upper Northern Wisconsin fairs. They're all awesome, and they showcase the best of the best.
Yeah.
That's what the traditional fair is about. You know, my cow is better than your cow and makes more milk than yours.
See?
You know, so how in the world, how do you do that, Rusty? Well, it's the feed, it's the breeding, you know, it's the housing. See, there's so much to learn.
This ain't Minecraft.
No, it's not. It's not
the original. This is the original edition, right?
Wait a minute, Rusty. Are you saying that food doesn't come from a grocery store?
Hell no. Hell no.
But
hell no. I got a really good story about it, but it's probably not a real good one for the air.
Oh, yeah. Then don't tell that.
We
don't want
to
get shut down by the FEC.
Exactly. Take us down, you know. There you go.
But you're so right, Rusty. I mean, and you know, I know we had a story on a little while ago, a few months ago. There was a former Wisconsin Badger football player who grew up in an urban area, but he and his wife, after he got out of sports, actually started farming in southeast Wisconsin, and they're bringing kids out of Milwaukee and Waukesha who have no clue and educating them. And this is what it's about, like the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. It's education, but it's all a whole lot of fun as well. And if you're not careful, you might learn something.
Exactly. I got a nephew that went, that was down in Colorado in kindergarten, and the teacher asked where milk comes from. Kids raising their hands and all that stuff, you know, it comes from the grocery store and the milkman, it comes from the bottle, and little Ryan's got his hand jumping in the air like that, you know, I know. Talking to Ryan, he says it comes from Grandpa's farm.
There you go.
That's where it goes. So you have to grow up on the farm so you can tell everybody else.
Right.
So you can educate other people. That's the whole business of it's a family affair.
And,
you know,
you were explaining on our program this morning about how part of the way to do that is a lot of city folks aren't going to get to a farm, but they're going to come to a fair like this.
Yes.
And where they're encouraged to ask questions, to get to know the folks in there. Nicely, of course, don't interrupt if they're in the middle of something. But this is the place where you build those bridges.
Right. Exactly. So let's look at the future. I'm a visionary. As you can tell by the way we built these barns and how they're multi-purpose barns, we got to use them in order to generate the revenues to pay for everything. But let's look to the future a little bit. What, you know, we don't have that many kids on the farm anymore.
Right.
So where are we going to go and we don't teach them? So I'm envisioning this ag campus that we built here, that it could potentially be something where you kind of bring in those urban kids that live in the city and don't have the opportunity to maybe go someplace. Maybe we can go to a farm and raise a sheep, a goat, you know, help out with chores a little bit, mm-hmm. and get them, just to give them a taste of what agriculture is about. I've often said I would love to have a couple of goats here at one time or a couple of calves and have the kids that go to school stop in the morning and feed them.
Okay.
You know, feed them at night, clean the pen.
Yep.
You know, clean the pen.
Yep. And as I've learned, they can then rent out the goats to desperate homeowners like me to get rid of the buckthorn.
There you go. Right?
It's a win-win situation.
It's good for the economy all around.
You know, we're an agricultural community. We really are. Everybody is. And it's all about food. Where are we going to get our food? Agriculture.
Right. Rusty, one of the things that Trigby and I do, this is our second time doing these What Makes Wisconsin Great tours.
Yeah.
And what we like to do in times like these that sometimes can be very divisive, we like to search out things that bring folks together. Trigby likes to say, when you come to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, nobody's wearing a red hat or a blue hat. They're wearing green and gold, most of us, for the pack.
Exactly.
And this is the kind of thing that Northern Wisconsin State Fair, that folks come together.
Exactly. It's it's a family affair. So no matter what side of the aisle you're on or what roof you're on or what door you're in,
right.
You know, it doesn't matter. We are all here together as a community.
Well,
we
that's
got to continue.
Wisconsin's the kind of place where eagles soar.
Yeah.
Harleys roar.
Yeah.
Packers score. And Liney's goes down well.
You got it. That's why they're our neighbors.
And we're all drinking that Liney's out of the same tap. There isn't a red tap and a blue tap.
That's right. There
is a red tap and a blue tap for Liney's Light versus Liney's. But
there you go.
It's a different story.
Yeah.
So, Rusty, in all of your years being here, you are a legend up here. We appreciate everything you do. You are a foundational part of this community, and that's what we like to highlight. But in your experience, what changes have you seen from the time you started until what were one or two of the biggest ones you've seen here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls?
So when I started here in 2008 is when I was hired, and it took me 2 weeks to walk around the buildings and look at everything and what's going on, and all I can say is it's got to change.
Yeah.
It's got to change. Everything was very, very old, and I'm a firm believer to say if money's not an object, If money's not an object, I'm a firm believer money should not be an object. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at the future to say, what are your real needs? And so how has it changed? And I think the most thing is we've created a vision, and I've hired the best staff of just a couple people that are all visionaries. Mm-hmm. And so that we can look at the logistics and how do we slowly develop this thing into something that's going to last for the next 100 years. Yeah. So in the building of our egg campus, those donors that gave money for, you know, Ken Custer from the Custer Coliseum, the Rooney Farms, you know, Ellie Phillips that helped us build this thing. Their purpose was that we educate youth.
Yeah.
Because farming needs to remain relevant. And what I'm telling other donors is that, you know, we're building this for your grandchildren's children.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
It's the future.
That's the future. And if we don't build a foundation of new buildings and new barns, mm-hmm. who's going to? Somebody has to take that stab and do it. I say I'm the luckiest guy in Chippewa Falls because I had the opportunity to take old buildings and barns and say, you know, we can't fix it no more. Yeah. We can't fix the electricity no more. So let's just start over.
What did you say this morning on Pat's show about making lists?
I make a list. It doesn't matter. It just keeps... Somebody comes in the door, you got to take care of that. I'm a serviceman.
Yeah, he said I make a lot of lists, but I don't get to them a lot.
Yeah,
I said that sounds like my kind of life.
Yeah, right. That's all our lives. Let's face it.
Well, congratulations on just an outstanding state fair again this year up here. I am so impressed. My first time coming up. I mean, my sister and brother-in-law live here. I've gone to the state fair West Allis. This is Trigby and I's first time at the Northern Wisconsin State.
No, not my first time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought, it was Coretto's first time. I'm sorry.
But, from River Falls, man. I've been here before.
My apologies.
But it's a lot nicer now than it was.
Yes, but
it's
great.
Yeah, it was an opportunity to meet Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls girls.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
There is too.
Our biggest concern when I built these buildings and stuff, and when I helped build these buildings, was safety.
Right.
You know, safety, because our kids from the city, people in the city, they're not accustomed to being around animals.
Right.
And if you're not accustomed, you can very easily, you know, get sick or something like that if you got no immunity.
Right.
So we've got them designed for animals to come and leave in the back of the barns, people to come and go up the front of the barns, you know, all those concepts that take into place.
Well, you do a great job, Rusty Volk. Thank you. I know you're a busy, busy guy. We'll let you go. Thanks for taking time out of your day. Thanks, Pat, for helping us get Rusty here. He is a legend.
Yes, he is.
Well, he's part of what makes Wisconsin great.
Yes.
You're absolutely
100%.
Right.
100%.
There you go. Thanks, Rusty.
It's about promoting. It's about getting on. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, thank
it.
You. Thanks a lot.
You're
Rusty
welcome.
Volk here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. We'll be back in just 60 seconds. Don't go anywhere. Aaron Coretto has been on the...
Yeah.
Have you each tried part of one?
All right.
Two ends of the taco I'll tell you what you're eating.
As I eat it.
That definitely...
Across Wisconsin, we have found our way to Chippewa Falls at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. It's the All Ball Show for a Wednesday live here from Chippewa Falls on the Civic Media Radio Network. We thank Rusty Volk. Pat, thank you for helping us do that. What a guy.
I always enjoy showing off this fair. And frankly, look, before Rusty came, again, this fair was still very special, very community-based, but you could tell the infrastructure was aging.
Yeah.
And so when Rusty took over, that was a real high point for him, a high priority. And now we have, the historic grandstand was an amazing thing for its time.
Right.
But now you have a nice new modern area there. The barns, one of the barns was just beautiful, but again, just old and a safety hazard. And so again, to continue to reinvest, and not to say, county fairs, state fairs, their time has come and gone.
Right.
No, they haven't. It's just a matter of making them work for the time that you live in.
It's because he's a salesman. We talk about that all the time, right? People are hungry for people who lead to go out and sell, because we don't have people who sell. We have politicians.
Well, how do you think we got guys like this guy? Over
I know.
Here?
I mean, we got Pat Krylo from Up North News Radio. We got Trippy Olson from the Lincoln Project here on location with us, and joining us back at the table here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, the Vice President of Civic Media, our very own Eric Coretto. And Aaron, you've been on the fairway, on the midway. What do you bring this, my friend?
Scouring around for some of the best fair food and. I actually tried one of these last night at the fair food competition. Mike McKay was there, They handed me one. I had to try it. It was delicious. And now I got you guys too.
Oh.
And I think Todd and Pat should try both of them. And I'll explain to you
what you're trying.
So the one on your left, the one with the looks like cheese sauce. These are cheese curd tacos.
Oh my God! Really? All right.
I'll have you try the one on the left first. This is the original.
Oh, the original. All right.
You try that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Now that one is the pickle.
Ugh.
It has mustard.
Actually, no. That one's the. Hold on. That's the box checker. Box checker. It's called. What do you feel? How do you feel about it so far?
They're pretty good.
Good. Yeah. Right there, Todd. There you go.
Look into the light, Todd.
You're a mess.
Look at this. Yeah.
I went to a mechanic.
It's a good thing
this
is radio.
Yeah, really.
All right, what's the other one?
Pat, you want a bite or
no,
you're going to pass on it? So that was, Todd, that was the original. That was a brat taco with cheese curds, lettuce, and Baja sauce.
Ooh, all right. I'm actually impressed with that.
Bratwurst. Sliced bratwurst, right, cheese curds, lettice, and Baja sauce.
I really like these deep fried
tortillas.
This is the box checker. All right.
Uh-huh. All right, here. Oh, you
the
really
crunch.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, that's good radio right there, kids.
Yeah.
The chewing, not so much.
Turn it down if you're in your car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, that has a little bit more of a kick to it. I'm not sure. What's in that one?
Chicken, bacon.
Oh, my God. See, that's why it's good. Bacon.
Cheddar curds, lettuce, and ranch.
Really good.
You can't even just do the both of them, right?
I would eat both.
Todd, how does that bake? You know what?
What?
We should probably reach out to our friends at Culver's and suggest that they add this to the menu.
Yes.
Ooh, should call Kurt.
Right. Yeah. This is good. So this is a local place?
This is right around the corner, Cheese Curd Tacos. You can pick any two. You can mix and match. They also have another one. The pickled taco is the one I did not get.
Thank God you did, because
while he goes back to the trigger view, I'll just take the show from here.
You know what, Pat?
Go ahead, Todd. You're fine.
I got an idea. Maybe we should take this to the Minnesota State Fair if they don't have it and inform those people.
Yeah.
I think you could
We'd probably only be working like 4 days a year.
Todd, if you want to try the pickled taco, it's right outside the little... the little area here. You could probably get there and back in the commercial break.
Where Todd will be at 2:01 this afternoon, right?
I did not know what to expect. I was a little leery, but I have to say they're actually really good.
I want to save those sound effects. You better tell Aaron to clip the audio.
They took the tortilla for the taco and they deep fried it so the tortilla is crispy.
The way it's supposed to be. Yes.
You guys are just torturing me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd want.
The cookies and the mini donuts here on our.
Honestly,
our,
the one with the bratwurst looks pretty good, but I don't know that I could do it without a beer.
Right.
You can walk it right into the Lenny's beer garden.
Taste test that after 2:00, right?
Yeah, right.
I can drink beer before too. It's 2:00 already in the East Coast. So.
That's right.
And here you got your fresh squeezed lemonade right here. You got your Civic Media T-shirt. You got your Packer bag. Kreitler had these beautiful cookies. You got here baked
from
locally
just across the way from another food truck here. Yes.
Yeah. So Aaron, you come up here, and it is truly a taste of the Chippewa Valley at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
You get a little bit of everything, Todd. Bit of everything up here.
Yeah, a little
farm
bit of
fresh too. A lot of farm fresh, locally sourced items,
including, by the way, to come back to something that Rusty mentioned, and being apolitical where possible, everybody comes together. But you will find the Democratic and Republican parties from Chippewa and Eau Claire counties have their respective booths, both in the very same building. Mm-hmm. Other groups come in as well to do advocacy for various things. And so again, there's just something for everybody. I have been in that Democratic booth year after year after year as a candidate and as a legislator. And again, these are times that are sometimes a little rough. Sometimes some people feel the need to be a little more abrasive than maybe their mama taught them. But overwhelmingly, by and large, people will just come up and they'll want to chat. They'll usually say something about the weather, because this building did not used to be air conditioned.
This is great.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, so you could try to hear each other over these industrial fans that they had blowing on us. But you'd have these very civil conversations.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even call it overt campaigning. It's just, again, the nice ability to visit that you can get from either one of these booths. Mm-hmm. Because I've said there's good people that will work at either one of these booths that will be active in either party. And it's those conversations that are going to take some of the toxicity out of our politics.
And Aaron, and Pat's 100% right. That's what we try to do here on the talk side at 93.5, the tap here in the Chippewa Valley. But again, talk to folks about 105.7 CFW, the music station. It's music is one of those international languages that brings people together.
We bring everybody together. And I think the fair roster on the grandstand, the entertainment is just phenomenal. Everybody will want to see all of the acts. But, you know, our station, 80s, 90s, and more. I mean, everybody's got their favorite songs from all the decades. And the conversations are, you know, they're upbeat, they're positive, and I'm just really, really fortunate to have such a market pro and Mike McKay to be joining us every morning. He's just a true talent, and I really encourage everybody to give the station a listen when you can.
And here's the thing. If people are listening to other parts of the state and say, well, I like to listen to that, but I'm not in Chippewa Falls, guess what? Download the Civic Media app.
There's an app for that.
It's free. It takes less than a minute to download. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. You can download the Civic Media app, and you can listen to 105.7 CFW every morning. On your app.
Stream us from your phone to your smart speaker. And you want to have the app because, as you've heard listening to your show and other shows, we do some fun contesting.
Yes.
And those things are not going to stop. We had a great summer kickoff contest, and we're going to continue to do those as we go throughout the rest of the year.
And not just the smart speaker, but as I've pointed out before, through Bluetooth onto your phone as well, or onto your car as well. You know, that's how, you know, my wife commutes to Rice Lake every day, and so goes outside the signal range, but can catch the show, and we can catch any of the shows through the app in the car.
And with the app, you can stay connected to all the local issues, whether you're here in the Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley region, or down in southeastern Wisconsin with the app. So you can take that with you and listen anywhere on your Great American Road Trip, Todd.
Aaron Coretto, the Vice President of Civic Media. Thank you, my friend. Thanks for the food.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it,
guys. Have a great fair. It's great to have you here. Come on back. We've got a half hour left. We'll get to that vice presidential pick of Trump's after this. Don't go anywhere. We are live on location at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Been saving now for over a year. Let's pack the kids, get out of here. We'll leave behind our troubles for a week. Yeah, we'll borrow the pop from Phyllis and Steve. Just tell the boss I gotta leave. Be the best week of our lives, I can tell. Check out dream vacation in the dim. Yeah, you'll see the robot world and the water show. Go anywhere you wanna go. Circus World, Museum, and Baraboo. Play mini golf at the Jellystone. We'll finally see that house of home. And if the kids want to buy a t-shirt, what the hell?
Yes, I dream vacation in the dim. It's
completely set him off.
Vacation in the Dell.
And Zomers apparently thinks Todd's still in the Dell.
I asked him to play that.
Hey.
It's a great band. It's the Gear Daddies, right?
Yeah, but you picked the wrong song from the Gear Daddies.
Well, but there's a reason. Just hang on to your shorts, for goodness sake.
It is, but that is the Gear Daddies. But honestly, since we're in Chippewa Falls, you need I Want to Drive the Zamboni.
All right, well, Zomers,
do you understand the hockey tradition in this city?
Yeah, all right, it's my pick. I'll tell you why in a second. But
Sorry.
Me and Daddy are fighting again.
I know. Well, here, my buddy, Rob Wheat, I tell people Rob Wheat is the person who's known me the longest, other than my mom, because we were born a day apart, and we were in the hospital. Our moms were in the hospital at the same time. Go. So Rob said last night, the Gear Daddies have been broken up since 1994. But he has seen that they have a limited tour this summer, mostly in Minnesota, plus a couple of Iowa stops as well in North Dakota. But none of the dates align with him, although he says if you and Trigvy even got them on, that would be a huge get.
Yes, we have to try.
So there you go. That one was for
Rob. Do we have anyone in the audience that knows anyone in the Gear Daddies?
I hope.
It is possible.
It's possible.
Like,
I might.
Do you remember the Gear Daddies?
Oh, heck yeah.
They were huge.
I might have a connection.
Really? That'd be great.
There you go.
See?
Maybe we could get them to come to the Dells and do a concert.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? the Kreitlow and Allball show with Lincoln Project and the Gear Daddies.
Look at this. I immediately became the Kreitlow and Allball show. I didn't need to call my agent.
You're the one who knows the Gear Daddies.
I'll defer.
Did you notice how he did the Allball and Kreitlow? It's like the Rock and Sock connection at WWE. It needs to be the Kreitlow and Allball show.
I said he's Kreitlow and Allball. Well, the main reason I had to play that is Trevi was asking. These have been kept under ice and in a refrigerator overnight.
I got news for you, pal. That's not ice anymore.
Well, I know, but it was all cold.
We're all This comes from Russ.
This is from our fan Russ in
he
the
wanted
Dells
us three of us to
yesterday.
Do
kind of illicit material and is in this bag.
This is a shot.
This is from the cow pie factory in Baraboo. Okay. These are shots of cow
for
pie
for the three of us. Yeah. He literally came down to where the duck boat. That Todd was on.
Don't open the Ziploc bag full of water here in front of this expensive equipment.
We'll wait towards the end of the show.
At the end of the show, we're toasting.
We're toasting at the end of the show. So thank you.
The remnants of this cold taco over here, too. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you to Russ in the Dells yesterday for coming out and bringing us those great products from Baraboo candy and the cow pie. It's chocolate, it's candy, but also these shots. So it's great people like that who listen and watch all across Wisconsin that make Wisconsin great.
It's good to be him, isn't it? It's just odd.
It's a fun. I love it. I love going across the state.
Great day to be in Wisconsin.
It is.
Every day is a great day.
But Pat, you were on the campaign trail. You've been a politician, elected official, in addition to your lengthy and wonderful journalism career. But you get it. When you get outside of your natural element, and I love it. I live in Madison. I love it. Milwaukee is a wonderful city, despite what some people may say. But when you travel around the state of Wisconsin, you really find out what people are thinking. And for me, it energizes me to get out and talk to folks.
Right, because the worst part of what you would call, you know, tribalism are the folks who will not leave their tribe. They will not leave the county. They will not leave their zip code. It's the people who get out and about and who meet all kinds of other folks, and they realize there are many good people everywhere. They don't have to be so insular. They don't have to be so protective. They can understand that, you know, for Wisconsin to succeed, Milwaukee has to succeed. The people in Milwaukee need to understand why things have to go well in Eagle River and Superior. And as you drive around, you meet all kinds of people who get this. And hopefully we can continue spreading that word to the few people who don't, who kind of gunk up the works for the rest of us.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. By the way, we'll get to this towards the end of the show. A listener at WLAK in Lake Air Radio in Amory says, Todd, tell us more about your show tomorrow in River Falls. We'll tell you about that in just a minute. But I want to get back to politics. And I didn't want to put Aaron and especially Rusty in a place where we're talking partisan politics, but we did tease this earlier on. I want to get back to it because some people are listening here. Talking about Republican National Convention coming up in Milwaukee. We'll be there next week along with Terry Bell. Trivi's going to be there. Rick Wilson is going to have on. We have Scott Klug, my former boss, Republican congressman. Pat, we're going to have you on at least Wednesday, maybe another day if you want to join us a little bit from your perspective. But the big question hanging out there for some folks, at least, is who is Trump going to pick as his vice president? And Cam from Fox Valley earlier said that Kristi Noem, apparently, her name's being out there put with Trump on a website.
Cam, if you saw my fingers crossed up here, it's because, again, if he could pick anybody that Tina Fey can impersonate, you know, if you're going to go with Sarah Palin part two, have at it. Have at it. Bring her on board because, I mean, This is, they didn't learn anything. They haven't learned anything.
Lock your dog up.
Yes. Lock your dog up.
especially from RFK
Jr. Keep it on a leash.
If Robert Kennedy Jr. had a fair booth, it would be dog on a stick.
But Kristi Noem.
I know. Yeah, he was shooting.
Here's the thing, though,
in all seriousness.
And by the way, before you, I'm not sure if I set the table. Trigvi Olson from Lincoln Project, former Republican like myself, Pat Kreitlow of North News Radio. Trigvi, go ahead.
So I know the caller was, you know, assuming that because they'd seen some stuff with websites and being developed and whatever. I will tell you, having worked on presidential campaigns, you buy up every possible website you can. Yeah. You put out as much distractions and you can't read anything into that. The only person who knows, well, there might be two or three people who have a pretty good inclination, like La Savita and Susie Wiles, but, you know, they're not saying anything. The only person who really probably knows is Donald Trump. You know, and even people who've been fully vetted,
do you think they will give? He's even made up his mind at this point?
Probably not.
Probably not, because I think it depends on what he had for breakfast and whether somebody put up a nice tweet his runny eggs or his burnt steak.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I think that's why, you know, you got all these guys going on Fox, you know, trying to pander as much as they possibly can, because they know, you know, there's a whole spur of the moment.
Does it matter?
Now, I know who it won't be. It won't be Mike Pence. And I wonder if I were applying for a job and I knew somebody, which they all know Mike Pence,
yeah.
I knew somebody who had the job, I typically have reached out and called that person and said, hey, give me the skinny. What's it like to work for Pat? And if Pat had tried to kill me, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't give Pat a very good recommendation. Or if Todd called me and said, hey, I'm thinking about going to work for Pat, right? I'd be like, well, yeah.
He put up
a gallows.
Tried to hang me one day at work. But other than that, Pat's a great guy to work for.
Yeah, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln.
Right. Well, hey, didn't you see Trump got going the other night? They said Lincoln was the worst treated president, but he's being treated worse.
He's being treated worse. He's been treated worse than Lincoln, and nobody has done more for black Americans, including Lincoln. Trump has said both of these things.
Right.
It's just ridiculous. But just to be serious for a second, my gut tells me the person that Trump chooses, the only litmus test, I mean the only, in my opinion, is whether or not they are going to swear complete allegiance to Donald Trump, to your point, Trigvy, and to do what Mike Pence didn't, which is to put Donald Trump ahead of everything else, including the Constitution. Do you think there's any other test for Trump in picking his running mate?
No. And you wonder if that's one of the interview questions. You know, Pat, if I make you vice president, would you be willing to take an oath to the Constitution, but undermine that oath to God and the Constitution if I need you to?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's something that worked with those three Supreme Court justices. He got them all to go out there and lie about Roe v. Wade being settled law. So I'm sure he'll find a way to. I used to think that, you know, his primary criteria was, do they look good on TV? Because for him, it's all show business. But now he has crossed some kind of a line, or as the Biden team puts it, he snapped. And he did. He snapped. And now it while there's still the showmanship that's in there, he now sees this path to extreme power, and I think it's no longer the showmanship. It really is more of the, will this person actually go into my next criminal conspiracy?
You know, I think there's an element that Trump liked people from central casting, but I don't think anybody's going to say Steve Bannon looks good under any circumstances.
No.
Not even Mrs. Steve Bannon. And, you know, Reince Priebus isn't exactly Flavio or whatever that guy's
Fabio, called. Yeah. Fabio. Political Fabio. Llama, listening in Madison on WMDX, says, I hope Trump's VP pick is Eric Trump. Maybe that's it, but let's play the parlor game for a second.
How about Little Johnson?
Mike Johnson?
Yeah, Little Johnson.
Yeah, not
Ron
Johnson.
He's the Little Johnson.
The Little Johnson,
right?
That's right.
Yeah, that guy.
Maybe. I mean, let's play the parlor game for a second. You know, if you ruled the world, and none of us do in Trump world, but if you had to make a guess, if somebody said, put $100 down, make your guess on who the pick is, what do you say? I ask you, in John McLaughlin form, I ask you, Trigvy Olsen.
Well, you know, I don't know. You know what, Chris, if you're listening to this or reading a transcript of it, I say, just go all in. Pick Putin to be your running mate. I know you get a transcript of the stuff I say. You occasionally raise it. Just go all in.
Actually, let's go.
Pat Kreitlow, I ask you.
Let's go the other direction. He puts Hillary Clinton or somebody on. Somebody. No. Hear me out. Out of the guise of national unity,
right.
But then if something unfortunate should happen to his vice president, who's next in line, Trigvy?
Little Johnson.
Little Mike Johnson. Hey,
we should call him Little Johnson Mike.
Yes. Little Johnson Mike. In McLaughlin form, the correct answer is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
He's going to go way out there.
I'm telling you, she is the only person that's nuts enough to swear complete loyalty.
I think he thinks she's nuts. She's nuts.
Too nuts for him?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I think. Maybe I'm wrong, but in my heart of hearts, I feel like Marco Rubio is kind of like Pence. At the end of the day, I just can't see Marco Rubio saying, screw the Constitution, I'm going to do something like Mike Pence.
Whereas somebody like a Ted Cruz would, a Josh Hawley would. what's the idiot's name from Oklahoma? I mean, the senator from Oklahoma.
Langford?
No,
the other guy.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't even know. Does Oklahoma have two senators?
You don't have to Google Oklahoma senators.
That's fine. I won't. But I agree with you, Pat. I don't think that some of these people are going to do what you want. I'm not even sure that J.D. Vance, what's his name? Starts with a B, the congressman from Florida down there. Donaldson.
Vivek Ramaswamy is a
You think Vivek Ramaswamy?
Maybe.
Well, yeah, he has no morals.
How about Nikki Haley?
No, Nikki Haley didn't even get invited to the convention.
She just released her delegates. Yesterday?
Yeah.
I mean, what a magnanimous,
honestly, if I were those people, I don't know why they'd want to show up. But this is the thing about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Answer me this, Pat. You were in office. She's constant. Now, granted, it was maybe before social media, although it was at the start of social media. But why does she always tweet out these videos of her doing CrossFit? You never noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's nuts. What is that?
Profiles have been written about it, that there's some kind of an addiction, and it gives you this rush, this ego. And she's very, very full of her own self. Here's, I take a picture of my family that has shown up now here to be part of our audience.
I think they should come on over, and we'll have them on camera. Yeah, it's the
stand in the background here.
It's the Kreitlow family here, ladies and gentlemen.
Todd wants to... Wants to look.
We have to look like we've drawn an audience here.
Yes, there we go. Where did the audience go?
Who knew that the Kreitlow family?
Stop standing behind the counter, kids. Not the monitor. There we go.
The Kreitlow family has joined us.
There we go.
This is fantastic.
That is awesome.
That's fantastic, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and this, again, part of the great part about the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, it's a family affair. Literally and figuratively.
Quite literally. I mean, look at this handsome first grandson of mine. He's about to turn 18. He's going to wolf down the rest of these tacos in about... Oh, he walked away.
We'll come back and wrap it up from Chippewa Falls.
Here
Don't go anywhere. Give away some Freddie Mercury tickets on the other side. It's the All Ball Show from Chippewa Falls in the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni.
Show live on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair at Chippewa Falls. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio every morning, 6 to 8 on the Civic Media Radio Network. And Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican, talking a little bit about who Trump may or may not pick for his VP. Coming up here, we'll be in Milwaukee on Friday of this week and then all next week for the Republican National Convention. Listening in on WMDX in Madison, Dick in Madison calling in. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, I was just going to tell you, it's a real easy thing with Marjorie Taylor Greene as far as the CrossFit. You know how you can tell if somebody's into it? They'll tell you.
Right,
believe me, they'll tell you. Brilliant thing she said recently, she's talking about people from the Constitution and how young they were. You know, and the slam was on Biden again.
Oh, the signers of the Declaration,
Yeah, but see, the average age of somebody back then, Bright One, Einstein, was about 60.
Right.
So, there's
that. Yeah, there's that,
I have a pick for him, but I won't tell you the other half.
All right.
Dick Cheney.
He's come out against Trump. Dick Cheney made a video.
That again comes back to my theory that the nasty incident might happen and then Mike Johnson is the president.
The road is littered with people that cross Dick Cheney.
Right.
Yes. Quite literally.
I didn't want to go there.
Face full of buckshot.
Don't go on.
I actually hate to admit that. Don't hate to admit it. I like Dick Cheney.
I have to offer an apology. I mentioned earlier the idiot from Oklahoma. I meant Tom Cotton, idiot of Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Who, like Josh Hawley, either one of them would sell out the country in a heartbeat to be Trump's VP.
Absolutely. Dick, thanks for calling in Madison. We really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. My sister is scouring the pavilion here. We are going to try to give away some tickets to this Vision Queen Freddie Mercury show tonight, courtesy of our partners here in Chippewa Falls, 105.7 CFW. Great place to listen to music. Trigby, tell us a little bit more. Per the listener, they want to know more about our trip to River Falls. That's where we're going to be tomorrow. We're going to give away, folks, hang on to your hats, tomorrow giving away 6 tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers for Friday night. So if you want to go to the game on us on Friday night, be listening tomorrow, and when we're at River Falls, give away tickets. What do we got in the lineup for tomorrow?
So we're going to be either at outside the Chamber of Commerce, or we're going to be down at Bikes and Brews, which is right by it.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of special guests coming on. We've got the head of the chamber. He's going to talk about the history of River Falls Days. We have a special guest from the University of Wisconsin River Falls who's known Pat for years and whose wife worked with
Pat. All right, very good.
Awesome. So maybe we'll get some good Pat stories, and then I'm working on a couple other people.
That's going to be a great time. And again,
the worst case, I'll just invite my beer drinking buddies. Exactly. You're going to get to meet tonight.
Make up stories.
Actually, that would be really bad for Trigby. I'm not sure that I want to invite those guys.
Fair is fair, right? Nah, bring on to talk to somebody about your stories. Yep. Why not? So, Mr. Zomers, looks like we have another call here. We have Jack in Merrimack. Jack at 855-752-4842. Jack, what do you got for us in Merrimack?
Well, real quickly, 2 things. First of all, these people that are being scared by, oh, the economy is so terrible under Biden, which we know it isn't, but that's what they've heard. I challenge them, because this is Republican platform and the Project 2025 full blueprint for authoritarian fascist police state government. I challenge anyone to find an authoritarian government anywhere in the world that has a successful economy. If it sure ain't China, has about half of its labor on slave labor, it's definitely not Russia. They don't have a middle class, and I know, because I know people in Russia. And let's not even talk about North Korea.
Right.
And the second thing I wanted to say about
real
about
quick,
Trump, I think they should have an AI ad, and admit it's an AI ad, but say this is exactly what he said. If we have nuclear weapons, why can't we use them? That's all you need to say.
Jack, thanks, Jack. I really appreciate the call. Don't mean to cut you off, Jack, but we have a guest joining us here. Thanks so much, Jack. We'll pick up more of this at River Falls tomorrow. But right now, I want to bring on a special guest. Thanks to our on-site production producer here, my own sister, Heather Galloy. She has found one of the Northern Wisconsin fairgoers. Ma'am, please state your name.
Jessica,
very good. And where are you from, Jessica?
Chippewa.
Very good. And you're roaming, you're here with your family today, is that right?
Yeah, my daughter.
Well, very good. Well, we are pleased to tell you that courtesy of 105.7 CFW here, our music station, we are going to present you with these tickets for tonight's show at 8 p.m. The Grandstand. It's the One Vision Queen show, a Freddie Mercury tribute show. Enjoy those on us.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you. Do you get a chance to listen to 105.7?
I do, yes.
Well, that's fantastic. What's your favorite genre of music?
Rock.
Rock, there you go.
Yeah, my daughter and I actually went to the Queen Adam Lambert concert.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Eternally jealous. Was it good?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. Well, hey, congratulations. Thanks for being a listener of 105.7 CFW here in Chippewa Valley. Enjoy this great show tonight, and you're part of what makes Wisconsin great.
All right.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Nice to see you.
How about that, guys? We end the show by giving away tickets, making people happy.
Thankfully, I'm glad to see you got an instant winner after dealing with a couple of losers here all past hours.
Two of the biggest losers Todd knows.
No, not at all. Just William, a T-shirt too here. Yeah. And in all seriousness, huge thanks to my sister Heather Galloy.
Yes,
she has been a great production assistant. We could not have done this show today without her. So I really, really appreciate.
Now
her.
It's off to the Carnival Olympics.
That's right. Oh yeah, that's right. We're gonna go to the Carnival. We'll shoot this on social. We'll have on the link. Project and Trigby and Pat and Up North News and the All Ball Show and Civic Media. We're going to find out whether Trigby, Pat, or myself can win at the Water Race Games. The loser has to buy the other two some beer and cheese curds and brats.
The loser has to go on the Tilt-A-Whirl with Pat.
After all the beer and cheese curds.
Right. Oh, God.
Everything else.
Pat Crantlow, yeah. Well, thank you so much for working another 2 hours today. It's always great to have you along.
This was hardly work. This was awesome. I always love coming to the fair, and I love when you guys come back up here.
Well, it's a great part of Wisconsin. Yep. You and the Chippewa Valley and the Northern Wisconsin State Fair are part of what makes Wisconsin great.
And I am really, really, truly looking forward to your coverage of the convention next week between both of you and everybody else. Yeah. So, you know, have a good time down there. Stay safe.
Yes.
There's instigators down there, shall we say.
I've heard that.
Ne'er-do-wells.
Yeah.
And so just make it work for you.
Trigby Olson, thanks for making it from D.C. to Chippewa Falls in one day. And we're on the road to River Falls, your hometown, tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're there.
It's going to be a great show. Mr. Zomer is back at the world headquarters in Madison. Thanks for doing yeoman's work, as always. And, of course, all of you for watching and listening. You are the heart of this show. We thank you so very much. Also, thanks to Aaron Carreno for stopping by as well. We'll see you live from Chippewa Falls tomorrow. Until then, this is Todd Alba on behalf of all of us. Just keep banging your drum. We'll see you in Chippewa Falls tomorrow on the Civic Media.
Radio. Or River Falls.
Oh, yeah, Falls. Yes, River Falls. Too many shots.
So many falls.
Too many falls.